For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there were three exiles in the history of Judah, between 606 before Christ to 586 before Christ. Cyrus the Great, the founder of Achaemenid Empire, invaded Babylon that was under the Assyrian kings. After the fall of Babylonia, the first return of exiles to Judah took place, people back to Judah. Temple foundation of Jerusalem was laid and completed. This is the time of prophets Haggai and Zechariah. As we heard from Zechariah in today's first reading, that Zechariah announces about the Messiah's coming, not as a warrior, but as a king who loves peace and prosperity. The desire of flesh is different from the desire of spirit. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Of course, that is true now. The political stress of that nation of Israel, no king, no temple, no worship, especially all these three stress of exiles, all completed now. They are back. Though they felt that their culture and faith all gone, now regained, back to their land, to some extent to look for the extension of peace and the messianic rule. Stress was not a choice for them, but peace. And they willfully chose it. Back from exile. They felt the absence of a priest who helped them in their rituals, judges who solved their problems, scholars of Torah who kept the words of Torah alive through their teachings and interpretations. Now back home, they're looking for their help. Zechariah is now encouraging them. And as they were looking for someone who could bring peace to them, eventually bring everyone, all the lost, together as one nation. Now it is Jesus' time. Now at Jesus' time, the desire of flesh takes precedence over the desire of spirit. The choice is different from the time of Zechariah. What you read in the first bar of today's gospel, Jesus is condemning the intellectual pride of those Pharisees and scholars. He sees the same temple of Jerusalem, ten of thieves now. He knows that ordinary people with large sensitive hearts can accept the good news he preaches, while proud intellectuals cannot. That's why he is thanking his Father. Thank you, Father, for revealing the secret, the truth to these little ones. Even the learned rabbis of Jesus' time recognized that the simplest people were often nearer to God than the wisest. The same political and religious system that was appreciated by Zechariah's people now depreciated, though the Messiah of peace among them, not accepted. In the second reading, Paul stills the first century Roman Christian community about two yokes, namely the yoke of flesh and yoke of the spirit. And he challenges them to reject the heavy and fatal yoke of the flesh and accept the light yoke of the Spirit of Jesus. Flesh represents all yokes and keep people chained, dreaming for glories which are fake but not real. Flesh yoke is literally heavy, but spirit yoke is light. The spirit yoke is something else that can help us. Now let us come to our time. Stress of our world is something else now. Our inability to tell the difference between what is happening and what we think happening. We see our jobs stressing, our family stressing, our political society stressing, our uncertainties of our health stressing, our future life, in fact, stressing. Even sometime, I would say most of the time, our religious faith stressing. When we say we are after relief of these stressful states, where to go? Nowhere to go, it is at your hand. That is the message the readings of today telling us. It is at your hand. There is a story about a man who suffered terrible depression, wanted a way out. And he saw an advertisement printed in one of the advertisement boards on highway. It says, when life is going wrong, when stress engulfs you, when tears flow down your eyes, just give us a call. Number printed. So he noted down the number and he called. And he listened to the recorded greetings from the other side saying, hello, welcome to our world. We sell the best tissue papers that you need right now. And order it. Freely shipped. He got irritated. That's a reality, maybe a fun, but that's a reality. I come from India because people are after yoga, the yogic meditation and massage, healthy food, aromatherapy. All can help us only temporarily. But there is something else that can help us to live our life fully and joyfully. It is at our hand. Where? Our president, Dwight Eisenhower, on July 30th, 1956, he declared, in God we trust must appear our all American currency. A man known as a great leader of armed forces in World War II. Eisenhower, his decision, every decision during the awful conflict had monumental consequences. How did he deal with the pressure of that time? He shared with his former pastor, Dean Miller. What he told him was, he did not try to carry his burden alone. He never tried to carry his burden alone. Some nights when the strain became too great, I would simply pray, Lord, with your grace I have done the best I can. You take over until morning. That was his prayer. Now we can understand why that man, that great man, wanted in all American currencies, it is to be printed, in God we trust, in God we trust. And we understand the Jesus advice very well in today's gospel. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is at our hand, that Jesus is at our hand. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I give unto you, wonderful promise of our Lord. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That Lord invites us to be away from being depressed, living in the past, being anxious, living in the future, but at peace, living in the present. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.